Joe Rogan endorses Trump. Pastor Chaon says that Trump is changed. More Gateway Church fallout as the truth comes out. A prophetic word, what happens after the election? An amazing grace breaks out at the rally. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. In a late night post on X, Joe Rogan, after having an interview with Elon Musk, he posts this, and he says, great and powerful Elon Musk. If it wasn't for him, we'd be in trouble. I'm paraphrasing. He makes what I think is the most compelling case for Trump you'll hear, and I agree with him every step of the way. For the record, yes, that is an endorsement of Trump. Enjoy the podcast. Now, Joe Rogan has stayed out of politics for the most part, and this is the first time that he has made an endorsement. And now he has a massive podcast, the number one podcast in the world. The interview that he did with Trump less than a week ago has already garnered 44 million views just on YouTube alone. And YouTube was actually trying to censor it. It was not showing up in trending where it obviously should have. And it was near impossible to find. You had to go to Joe's channel and look for it on that channel. It wasn't coming up on search. It was very interesting to see that, but it grew on X, where they were able to share it, where Joe Rogan and Elon Musk actually discussed this and talked about this in this interview. And they shared how really more than 100 million views of that interview with Donald Trump happened. And as a result of that, he interviewed J.D. Vance. And then now he's actually making a public endorsement for Donald Trump. Now, the election is today, which is November 5th, as I'm recording this. And I want to encourage everybody, get out to vote. Make your vote count. Make your voice count. And if you've already voted, get more people to vote with you. Go out, get more people to vote. Get to the polls. Stay in line. And that is an important thing to make your vote known. And vote biblical values. That is so important. And we're going to look at this. Pastor Chaon says that Donald Trump is a changed man. California pastor Chaon believes Donald Trump is a changed man spiritually as a result of surviving the July assassination attempt. Yes, that attempt really did happen just a few months ago. News has been going by so fast, it just seems like a lifetime ago, but this really happened just a few months ago. The head of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California, shared on the Elijah Streams podcast that this is what former Trump Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson shared with him at a recent event. Further, both men had the opportunity to pray with Trump before a campaign rally in Atlanta in the week before the election. Now, this is always really interesting to see what people are saying that are close to Trump, and people are wondering about his faith all the time. I'm going to encourage you to pray for President Trump. Regardless of the outcome of the election, he is loved by Jesus, and so is Kamala. They are all loved by Jesus, and Jesus wants them to know him personally, not just far off, but personally. Psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw actually asked Trump in a late August interview why he thought that he was spared, and the president answered, "I mean, the only thing I can think is that God loves our country. And he thinks we're going to bring our country back." Now, you can click the article in the description to this video, and you can read all this stuff for yourself and watch the links with that. Trump certainly believes that he was spared because his work isn't done yet. And there's also pictures of the faith leaders praying for Donald Trump. You might be able to recognize some of the faces in there, including Chaon, who was quoted in this article. Next, we have Gateway Church ousts multiple elders following a shocking investigation. Gateway Church has removed many elders from their positions following the four-month-long investigation of former lead pastor Robert Morris, who sexually abused Cindy Clemesher for years, starting when she was just 12. As the Christian Post reporter Elder Trey Wilbanks gave the update to the Gateway congregation on Saturday, November 2nd. You can watch the announcement yourself there. But in June, Gateway hired the Haynes and Boone law firm to investigate into the abuse case of Morris against Clemeshere. Now, as the investigation has concluded and was presented to a subcommittee of elders, the church is officially sharing the details with the public. And you can read all the details for yourself. But in summary, in other words, there were two groups. One group who knew without a doubt that Cindy was 12 when the abuse began. And there was a second group who knew of the allegations of sexual abuse by Robert Morris, who had enough information that should have led them to ask more questions and inquire further, but they did not. During this time, continue to pray for all those who call Gateway their home church and for those in leadership who are dealing with these tremendous circumstances. So there was more was known than was realized or was confessed about. And so that has come out, and the church is doing the best that they can to deal with this situation. And the prophetic word, what happens after the election? People across America and the world are expectedly awaiting the results of the election to see if Donald Trump or Kamala Harris will be the next president of the United States. The real question, though, is what happens after the results come in? Now, as we can remember in 2020 and in other elections, some of the results drag on for a while. We need to pray for a clear election result, that there would be fair elections, and that everything that is a legal vote would be counted. Using his whiteboard to illustrate what the promptings God gave him, the first thing Joseph Z did was demonstrate how powerful the time after the election results come in will be. So the word God keeps giving Z about this period of time following the elections as manifestations. There are manifestations that are taking place after the cycle that we pick our leaders, he said. And in this manifestation, I see the included spirit I see this included spirit is trying to come out and hit the culture. I see the word sabotage, and it's a demon. This demon of sabotage is something that we as the body of Christ must come together and pray against. Z said he had a vision of a last stand that is necessary to come against this demon of sabotage. Definitely recommend listening to this full prophetic word, which you can click the link in the article here, and you can get to that article by clicking the link on the description, which will take you to charismanews.com. And I want to make sure that you feel the presence of the Lord here with this. At the Trump rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there was a chorus of Amazing Grace that broke out. Take a listen. It is powerful whenever people gather together and pray and sing to the Lord. And I want to encourage everybody to pray, fast, and vote. Pray and vote. The time for fasting is pretty much done. Get out there, vote, and pray for our nation. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your top stories right now.